Brothers and sisters,
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来分享圣经的道理。
Name of Jesus Christ, have the opportunity to share the word of God with everyone.
我们今天是神祝福的安息圣日，我们一起聚集在这里，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
Today is the blessed Holy Sabbath day. As we gather here today, may the Lord bless all of us.
我们请翻开以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二章第二节，末后的日子，神殿的山必建立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山。
Verse 2, Now it shall come to pass in the latter days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, many people shall come and say.
第三节。
Verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
Verse 3, Many people shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He shall teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path. For out of Zion we shall go forth to law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
那这是以赛亚书里面的一个很重要的预言。
And this is a very important prophecy in the book of Isaiah.
我们知道以赛亚先知他是工作很长的一段有一段很长工作时间的先知。
We know prophet Isaiah is a prophet that has worked for the Lord for a long time.
我们从星期三开始就是在读以赛亚书。
Starting from Wednesday, we're reading the book of Isaiah.
这是我们第二次能够很用心的再来读这卷书。
And this is the second time that we can delve into the book of Isaiah.
它有66章。
It has 66 chapters.
就好像整本圣经有66卷书一样。
And just like there are 66 books in the entire Bible.
很清楚的看以赛亚书会分成两个部分，就是从第一章到第39章。
And if you look at book of Isaiah, it divides into two sections. The first one is from chapter 1 to 39.
那就好像旧约圣经有39卷书一样。
Just like the Old Testament, it contains 39 books.
那第二部分就是从40章到66章。
The second portion of book Isaiah is from 40 to 64. 66.
那一共有27章。
And it contains 27 chapters.
那这27章就好像新约圣经的27卷书一样。
The 27 books of Isaiah, 27 chapters in book of Isaiah is like the 27 books in the New Testament.
所以有人说以赛亚书像一个缩小版的新旧约全书。
And some people say that book of Isaiah is like a condensed version of the entire Bible.
因为它的前一个部分第一到三十九章真的信息就像旧约圣经一样。
Because the first portion of book Isaiah 1 to 39 is like this message is similar to the Old Testament.
它在宣告神的警告。
And it's proclaiming the warnings of God.
也在预告神的审判。
It's also prophesying about the judgment of the Lord.
那里面提了许多的历史。
And in it, it mentioned a lot of history.
有很多是关于选民的部分。
And many pertains to the chosen people of God.
也有关于列邦的预言。
And also prophecy pertaining to the nations.
那这些预言后来都实现了。
And all these prophecy later on came true.
那第二部分从40章开始。
And the second portion starts from chapter 40.
他提到神的安慰。
It talks about the comfort of God.
那神要怎么样来拯救他的百姓。
And how God will go about saving his people.
神要怎么样为他们兴起他的仆人，神的仆人来执行救恩。
And how God will raise up his servant to carry out his salvation.
那最后预告神的荣耀会呈现在众百姓当中。
And lastly, it prophesied that the Lord's glory will manifest upon his people.
所以第二部分以赛亚书第二部分就好像新约圣经他在所提的这个主耶稣来了之后那个一个新的时代。
And the second portion of book Isaiah, the message is similar to the New Testament. That is after the Lord Jesus coming, the new era will begin.
那以赛亚这个名字本身就是主神是拯救的意思。
The name Isaiah itself means the Lord is my savior.
那所以是拯救是 salvation.
The Lord is salvation.
那所以这个就在预告神对人的救恩。
And so this is prophesying the Lord's salvation towards men.
那这卷书呢有66章，所以我们每天读一章，我们要用两个多月的时间 专心的来读这一卷书。
So it has 66 books. If we read one chapter, 66 chapters. If we read one chapter a day, it will take us more than 2 months to finish this book.
那这也是先知书里面最长的一卷。
This is also the longest book in the entire book of prophets.
那也可以说啊，整个救恩的轮廓可以在以赛亚书看得很清楚。
And you can see the overall structure of salvation plan in the book of Isaiah.
所以我们弟兄姐妹一定要啊跟着啊教会的读经进度。每一天啊，专心的把当天的读经进度好好的读过。
And therefore, I encourage brothers and sisters to follow the church Bible reading schedule to read one chapter carefully each day.
那之后我们就会对啊神的信息、救恩啊更有了解。
After this, we will have a better understanding towards God's message and His salvation.
那第二章他就预言在末后的日子啊神的作为。
The book, chapter 2, prophesied the works of God in the latter days.
他特别提到在末后的日子，这是一段时期。
And here mentioned the latter days, that is a period of time.
他说神圣殿的山会被建立。
And here says that, that the Lord's mountain will be established.
那这个就是这个山里面这有神的殿，就是神的教会。
In the mountain, there is the temple of God, that is a church of God.
那它是会超乎诸山，高举过于万灵的。
And it shall be exalted above all the hills, and all the nations will flow to it.
因为神自己把它高举过了。
Because this is exalted by God himself.
这不是人去建设的。
This is not something that's established by men.
那神所高举的这个殿呢，最后是万民都要前往去朝见神的地方。
This temple that's established by God Himself, all the nations will flow to it.
所以万民都要流归这山，这是被神吸引的各族、各方、各国的民。
And all nations flow to it. That means that all nations, all tribes, all people are attracted to this temple.
这不是像一般商业的广告去广告啊，然后去呼召去拉人。
And this is not a commercial to advertise to attract people.
真的是神他亲自吸引的。
But rather, these people are attracted to God Himself.
因为这个山，这个神的殿在高山上。
Because this mountain, this temple of God, is exalted above all the hills.
一般人他不会去的。
It's a place that people normally wouldn't go to.
因为要爬山会辛苦。
Because it's a lot of labor to climb up the hills.
因为到这个山上去的时候，跟这个世界是有分别的。
Because when you climb up the hill, you are separated from the world.
所以以赛亚预言在末后的一段时间，万民都要到这个山上。
Isaiah prophesied that in the latter days, all the nation will flow to it.
他们到这个山上是有目的的。
They have a purpose when they go to this mountain.
不是去那边看风景。
It's not to go there and look at the scenes.
第三节说。
Verse 3.
我们要奔神的山，要登雅各神的殿。
Verse 3, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob.
是因为他会把他的道教训我们。
This is because he will teach us his ways.
那我们也要行他的路。
And we shall walk in his path.
所以因为在这个地方能够得到神的训诲，就是得到真理。
Because it is there that they will receive the teaching and the truth of God.
那能够听到神安慰的话语。
And they can hear the words of comfort from God.
所以万民愿意留归这山，是因为在这里可以得到神的粮食。
All the people are willing to flow to us because it is there they can receive the bread of God.
能够在这里让我们的真正的我们的心得到满足。
It is there that our heart truly can be satisfied.
能够让我们的生命真的有方向。
So that our lives can have directions.
神要把他的道教训我们。
God will teach us his ways.
然后他要帮助我们能够走在他这个路上。
And he will help us so that we shall walk in his path.
所以万民要流归这山，事实上是有一个很重要的原因。
All the nations wants to flow to it is because there's a really important reason.
在这里可以看到真神。
Because it is there you will see God.
可以听到神的话语。
And they can hear the words of God.
在这里他们可以得到饱足。
It is there they shall be satisfied.
那所以这一个预言其实在讲的，在末后的真教会。
And this prophecy is prophesying about the true church in the latter days.
在旧约的时代，其实一直在预告神的教会的出现。
In the Old Testament, it prophesied many times regarding the appearance of the true church.
在以西结书40章的地方。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 40.
以西结书40章。
Ezekiel, chapter 40.
这是以色列百姓被犹大国灭了，百姓被掳到外邦去以后。
And this is after the nation of Judah was destroyed and all the people were taken away in captivity.
在异邦地，神也兴起他的先知。
In the foreign land, God also raised his prophet.
然后给他们神的信息。
God also gave them his message.
让他们一样在重复应许将来神的作为。
And also give them promises as to his works in the future.
告诉百姓神将来要怎么样来拯救。
And God prophesied to them how he will save them in the future.
四十章的第一节开始的时候。
In the beginning of chapter 40, verse 1.
这是已经国家被攻破14年之后了。
This is 14 years after their nation was destroyed.
神的灵降在以西结先知的身上。
And the Spirit of God came upon Prophet Ezekiel.
他把他带到以色列地。
And God took him to Jerusalem, Israel.
就是从巴比伦把他带回到以色列地区。
And that is God took his spirit from Babylon back to land of Israel.
这是一个意象。
And this is a vision.
因为第二节说，在神的意象中，他带我到以色列地，安置我在至高的山上。
Verse 2, in the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on the very high mountain.
那在山的南边有仿佛一座城建立起来。
And it towards the south was something like the structure of a city.
那第三节，他带我到那里，看到一个人，颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的杆，站在门口。
Verse 3, he took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like appearance of bronze. He had a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and stood in the gateway.
第四节
，Verse 4,
那人对我说：“人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你要都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。”我带你到这里来，特要为要指示你，凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。
Verse 4, and the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears, and fix your mind on everything I show you, for you were brought here so that I might show them to you, declare the house of Israel everything you see.
以西结书从四十章开始，就是有关于这个神的城的意象。
Starting from chapter 40 is regarding the vision shown to Prophet Ezekiel regarding the new city of God.
那这个神的城是建立在以色列至高的山上。
The city of God is established upon the high mountains of Israel.
神他特地把所有的尺寸都很详细的告诉了先知。
God specifically told to the prophet the specific measurements of the city.
在这个城的入口有个人迎接他。
And at the gateway of the city, there's someone there to receive him.
这个人颜色如同。
And this person has appearance of bronze.
这个人就是公义的。
And that means this person is righteous.
我们知道铜在圣经里面的意思就是很正直、很公义的。
The bronze represents something righteous, something just in the Bible.
所以颜色如同在说明这个迎接先知的这个人不是普通的。
This person has appearance of bronze. That means this person that's receiving the prophet is not an ordinary person.
事实上是神自己本身跟以西结先知说。
In fact, this is God himself telling prophet Ezekiel.
他手里拿着麻绳跟量度的杆。
And he had a line of flax and measuring rod in his hand.
然后跟先知说，我指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，要仔细的记录。
And he told prophet that everything he showed him, he needs to look with his eyes and hear with his ears and keep everything in his mind.
也就是说，因为现在神要把很重要的信息告诉先知。
This means that God is about to tell the prophet very important messages.
你要把这个信息传达给神的众百姓。
And he had to declare to the house of Israel everything he see.
他接下去所描述就是这个神的殿它的尺寸规模。
And then it went on to describe the structure and the measurements of the temple.
其实这个就是在预告属灵的神的教会。
And this is prophesying regarding the spiritual church of God.
这个神的殿是按照神的尺寸所建设起来的。
This temple of God is established according to the measurements set by God.
是神自己画的。
And this is drawn up by God himself.
那也是神特地跟先知说，人要按照这个方式来建造。
And God told prophet that this temple had to be established to this measurement.
那就好像当初神在旷野的时代跟摩西告诉他要怎么建会幕的事情。
And this is similar to the Old Testament when God told Moses in the desert how to build the tabernacle.
那这个会幕也要完全按照神所吩咐的尺寸。
This tabernacle had to be built up according to specific measurements set by God.
每一个材料都按照神所规定的。
And every piece of ingredient had to follow the instruction of God.
以西结先知他所看到的圣殿一样。
Same with the new temple that is visioned by Ezekiel.
那其实在历史上，这个圣殿没有出现过。
In the history, this particular temple was never appeared.
但是在主耶稣来了新约时代以后，这个圣殿出现在神的教会里。
But after Lord Jesus came, in the New Testament time, this temple appeared in the church.
那这个就是神所建设的。
This is established by God.
是要被放在至高的山上。
And it's to be set on the high mountain.
那这座城是神的城。
And this city is a city of God.
那这个就是现在百姓所要众百姓所要流归的这座山。
And this is the mountain that all the nation will flow to it.
那所以不管是以赛亚先知，或者是后来的以西结先知
，Whether is Prophet Isaiah or Prophet Ezekiel in the later days，
他们当时候都看到同样的意象。
They all have seen the same vision。
他们得到的信息是一致的。
They receive the same message。
就是神的教会在末后的日子必然被建立。
And that is the church of God in the latter days shall be established。
众人都要愿意到那里去。
And all the people will go to it。
所以。有许多的国的民要前往，因为他在那里可以领受神的教训诲。
Many nations want to flow to it because it is there they receive the teaching of God.
那其实我们在如果看耶利米先知的信息也是一样的。
If you look at the message of Prophet Jeremiah, it is the same.
我们看耶利米先知的三十一章。
Let's turn to Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah 31.
三十一章三十一章，我们请看第六节。
Verse 6。
三十一章第六节。
Chapter 31, verse 6。
日子必到，以法莲山上所望的人必呼叫说：“起来吧，我们可以上锡安，到主我们神那里去。”
Verse 6, for there shall be a day when the watchmen will cry on Mount Ephraim, "Arise, let us go to Zion, to the Lord our God."
第七节
Verse 7,
神如此说，你们当为雅各欢乐歌唱，因万国中为首的欢呼当传扬颂赞说，主啊，求你拯救你的百姓以色列所剩下的人。
Verse 7, thus said the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chiefs of nations, proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel.
那这里是神的选民，他们被掳到外邦去以后。
This is after the people of God were taken captives in the foreign land.
那神就预言说，这些被掳的百姓要归回。
God prophesied that these people taken in captives shall return.
因为神让他们被掳遇到灾难，其实是为了要领他们归回。
God allowed them to be taken away to go through tribulation so that one day they will return.
这是神已经用各种方法要去管教百姓，可是他们执意不听，最后神不得不用了最极端的手段。
And God has tried many ways to discipline and teach the Israelites, yet they were stubborn, so God had to use the most extreme method to teach them.
所以从选民的历史，我们看到神的作为。
From the history of the chosen people, we can see the works of God.
其实神他是爱他的百姓的。
God in fact actually loved his people.
我们在读以赛亚书第一章的时候，我们发现。
If you read Isaiah chapter 1, you realize this.
神当时候跟百姓说，你们为什么要这样子悖逆，不听话。
God told people at the time, why are you so disobedient and wicked?
为什么你们要离弃神所吩咐的这个命令？
Why are you departing away from the instructions of God?
他说你们屡次的要悖逆，受责打，还不怕吗？
That you are stricken again and revolt more and more, aren't you afraid?
以赛亚书第一章的第五节、第六节就是说，你们已经从脚掌到头顶，没有一次是完全的。
In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says that the whole head is sick from the whole heart faints.
你们满头疼痛啊，满心伤痕了。
And that you are wounded and your head is sick.
没有一处是完整的，所有的你看到处都是旧的伤、新的伤，这样子被打得遍体鳞伤了。
From the sole of the foot even to the head, there's no soundness in it.
那表示说，其实当时候神用各种方法都是要去。带领百姓能够回转。
And that means that God had used various ways to teach his people to return to him.
可是百姓还是执意不听。
But the people were stubborn, they refused to listen.
所以最后神说，那我就要把这个篱笆拆掉，让外人来践踏。
And so God took away the barrier of the vineyard, allowed the foreigners to come and step on it.
也就是说神 他亲自把他的百姓交给 外邦人来践踏。
And that means that God himself had handed his people to the foreigners so that they can be destroyed.
这是为什么神的选民的国度会被灭百姓被掳的原因。
And this is the reason why the nation of God is destroyed and his people were taken captive.
可是神的爱没有改变。
But God's love towards them never changed.
神他透过先知说，他用永远的爱爱属他的人。
And through the prophets, God told his people that he will use eternal love to love them.
所以神他让百姓遇到困苦患难，其实是一个手段，要让他们回转。
And God allowing his people to go through tribulations is just a mean for them to learn a lesson and return to God.
最后呢，他们就要再归回。
And at the end, they shall return.
这就是神所留下的百姓留下的余数了。
And so this is the remnant of Israel.
那最后当日子到的时候，神的百姓就要再一次的回到神的这个山来，神的城里。
When the time has fulfilled, then the people of God will once again return to God, return to the mountain.
所以31章的第6节说，日子一定会到。
And that's why in 31, verse 6 is the time will come.
那个所望的人呢，一定会一起呼叫大家说，来吧，我们可以上锡安去，在我们的这个神的城里去朝见神。
The watchman will cry on the Mount Ephraim, "Let arise, let us go up to the Zion to the Lord your God."
那时候众人就要欢呼喜乐。
And it is at that time that all the people will shout in joy.
所以其实神属神的人最后都要归回。
The people that belong to God at the end they shall return to God.
所以这个神曾经所拯救的神立约的百姓，最后都要回到神的这个城里面来。
The people that God set the covenant with, the chosen people of God, one day they will return to the city of God.
耶利米书他在第50章的时候，他再讲一次。
In Jeremiah chapter 50, this message is mentioned again.
我们看第50章，耶利米书第50章。
Jeremiah chapter 50,
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 50, verse 4.
神说，当那日子那时候，以色列人要和犹大人同来。谁走谁哭，寻求主他们的神。第四节。
Verse 4, in those days, in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, with continual weeping, they shall come, and seek the Lord their God.
第五节，他们必访问锡安，又面向这里说，来吧，你们要与神联合为永远不忘的约。
In verse 5, they shall ask the way to Zion with their face towards it, saying, Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten.
这个就是你看到一个日子，神的百姓最后都要一起结伴同来到神的圣城，在那里要跟神重新立一个永远不忘的约。
And that in that day, in that time, the children of Israel will come to the holy city, will set a perpetual covenant with God.
那这个就是他们后来发现，这位神是多么信实的神，多么慈爱的神。
Later on, they realize that this God is a faithful, is a merciful God.
那这个其实都在预言将来神的教会建立起来。
And this is prophesying regarding the establishment of the true church.
那首先都是你看神立约的百姓要先得到的。
And that is something that the people that God has set the covenant with will receive first.
那到最后，可是最后是万民都要流归这个山。
At the end, all the nation will flow to the mountain.
那所以你看这个神他给先知的预言一层一层越来越深入。
And the prophecy that God has given to the prophet has become has more layers and more promises to it.
如果我们看到那个时间越到后期的时候，先知的信息也是一样，一直在指着这个神的教会会出现。
And if you look at the messages by the prophets later on, it is all pointing to the appearance of the true church.
神的民先回归之后，接下去就是万国的民要来了。
After the God's chosen people return to the mountain, then all the nations will flow to it.
我们看撒加利亚书第八章。
Let's turn to Book of Zechariah chapter 8.
撒加利亚书第八章
Zechariah chapter 8
第二十节
verse 20，
这是已经是在历史的后端主耶稣基督再临之前。
This is towards the latter part of the history, right before the appearance of Lord Jesus.
撒加利亚书第八章的第二十节
Zechariah chapter 8 verse 20，
将来 万军之主如此说，将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到。
Verse 20, thus said the Lord of hosts, people shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities.
21节
21.
这城的居民必到那城说，我们要快去恳求主的恩，寻求万军之主，我也要去。
Verse 21, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord, and seek the Lord of hosts, I myself will go also.
22节
22.
必有列邦的人和强国的民来到耶路撒冷，寻求万军之主，恳求神的恩。
22. Yes, many people in strong nations shall come and seek the Lord host in Jerusalem and pray before the Lord.
23节
23.
万军的主如此说，在那些日子必有十个人从列国诸族中出来，拉住一个犹大人的衣襟说，我们要与你们同去，因为我们听见神与你们同在了。
Verse 23 says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
你看，这个就是撒加利亚的时代在预言的将来神的城。
And this is the prophecy regarding the city of God in the era of Zechariah.
那这个就是神建立的。
This is established by God.
其实如果看历史，这样的事情没有发生在历史上。
In the history, such event never took place.
就是在以色列人的历史里面。
That is in the history of Israel, this never happened.
可是在主耶稣来的新约时代就是出现的。
But this took place in the New Testament Lord Jesus time.
因为当主耶稣来设立救恩之后。
Because after Lord Jesus came and established salvation.
真的万国的人最后都要来寻求这位主。
And indeed, all the nations will come and seek after this Lord.
我们都要去快去恳求神的恩。
We will go and plead for the grace of God.
很多人都会说，我也要去敬拜这位神。
And many people will also say that I will go with you to praise the Lord.
他们会去找那个能够认识神的恩典的人，跟他说，我要跟你一起去。
They will find the people that know about the grace of God and say, let us go with you.
因为我们听见神与你们同在了。
For I have heard that God is with you.
那这个我们就如果看回来以赛亚书第二章。
If you look back to Isaiah chapter 2.
我们就看到这些万民都要流归这山一起来敬拜神。
We see here that all the nations shall flow to it and they shall worship God together.
因为在这个地方我们可以得到神的训诲。
Because it is there they can receive the teaching of God.
就是神的原理呢本来好像是隐藏的，最后要把它打开，那个奥秘要揭开来。
But God's words originally was hidden, but the mystery of His words will be revealed. The seal will be broken.
神的训诲出于锡安，神的话语从耶路撒冷而来。
And God's teaching comes from Zion, and His words will come from Jerusalem.
那表示说，你看神从这里出声音，去教训百姓当走的路。
That means that is where the divine voice was called out to teach his people.
那神也要赐给他们力量，要怎么去遵行。
God will also give them a strength so they know how to follow the words.
那所以我们就看到，其实神所建立最幕后的这个真教会本身的一个使命就在这里。
And here we can see the mission of the true church that is established by God.
因为在这里可以领受神的话语。
Because it is there they can receive the words of God.
在这里其实当神的信息真理揭开之后就会看到神的荣耀。
It is here that after the message of God is revealed, we shall see the glory of God.
众民都要流归这个山。
And all the people will flow to the mountain.
那这个就是预言的真教会。的使命。
And this is prophesying regarding the true mission of the church.
我们需要对万民做见证。
That we need to testify to all people.
让众民都可以在神的这个教会里面得到真正的满足。
And that all people can come and be fully satisfied in the true church of God.
那看到我们人一生里面所应当走的这个正路。
And that we can see the true path that we should choose in our lives.
这是神的计划。
And this is the plan of God.
这个计划必然实现。
And this plan will surely come true.
因为神是信实的神，他所讲的预言一定会实现的。
Because God is a faithful God, so His prophecies will come true.
那所以我们看到神的这个殿的山会被高举。
So we see that this temple of God, this mountain shall be exalted.
那在这个地方，其实就是我们重新得到生命的地的所在。
And that is the very place that we will our lives will be renewed.
圣经里面的信息基本上它都是连贯起来的。
The messages in the Bible are all connected.
我们之前读诗篇呢。
Early on, we were reading book of Psalms.
我们如果看诗篇87篇。
If you read Psalms 87.
诗篇八十七篇
Psalms 87，
这就是一篇在预言啊神的教会的诗篇。
And this is a piece of psalm prophesying the church of God.
这一篇诗篇就在讲神的城是何等的荣耀。
And in the psalm, it describes how glorious is the city of God.
是多么重要。
And how important it is.
那这也是神啊特别所爱的。
And this is a place that is loved by God.
这个城也是神亲自建立在他的山上的。
And the city is set by God Himself on His divine mountain.
八十七篇的第一节，神所立的根基在圣山上。
First one, the foundation is in the holy mountains.
那这个你看，第二节说他爱锡安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
In verse two, the Lord loves the gate of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
也就是说，神特别选的锡安。
And this means that God especially has chosen Zion.
因为这个地方，当神选择之后，他的名字在上面了。
Because after God has selected this place, His name is on it.
这是神啊，他的眼目所看顾的地方呢。
And this is a place that's watched by God.
这第三节说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事要指着你说的。
Verse three, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God.
这个神的城就是神的教会。
So the city of God refers to the church of God.
是神居住的所在。
It's a dwelling place of God.
有荣耀的事指着他说的。
And there are glorious things pertaining and spoken of Him.
这个被高举的啊，这个山，神所建设的城，最后是充满荣耀。
And this exalted mountain of God, the city of God, it will be filled with glory.
众民要流归这山，他因为他也看到了神的荣耀。
All the nations will flow to the mountain because they also have seen the glory of God.
这个荣耀是什么
？What is this particular glory?
如果从八十七篇的第四节开始
，Starting from verse four.
我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的。看哪，腓力士和推罗并古实人，个个生在那里。
In verse 4, I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia, this one was born there.
拉哈伯所指的就是代表的是埃及。
And Rahab is referring to Egypt.
哦，因为如果我们看以赛亚书三十章啊。
If you read Isaiah chapter 30,
第七节
verse 7,
我们就看到那个拉哈伯这个字眼了。
And you'll see the name Rahab.
以赛亚书三十章的第七节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 7.
埃及的帮助是突然无意的，所以我称他为坐而不动的拉哈伯。
Verse 30, for the Egyptians shall help in vain to no purpose. Therefore, I have called her Rahab Ham Shebeth.
因为这个拉哈伯就是当时他们。当代人都知道的是传说中的一个大海怪。
The Rahab is a character that everyone knew very well because that was the monster of sea.
啊，这非常有能力的。
And it's a very powerful monster.
可是它事实上在所讲的就是埃及的这个国力很强。
And it's referring to how powerful the nation of Egypt was.
但是它没有用。
But it was useless.
靠它是靠不住的。
Because you cannot rely on the Egypt.
在诗篇里面，其实用拉哈伯在指的就是指的很强有力的埃及。
And in the book of Psalm, when it mentioned Rahab, is actually referring to the powerful Egypt.
那这是在当时候的南边呢、啊、
？And that is south of them at the time.
巴比伦在北方。
But Babylon was in the north of them.
这个是文化很高的地方。
And Babylon was a culturally diverse place.
那巴比伦也后来也很强大。
They also was a powerful nation.
好，那他说我要提起。埃及人、巴比伦，对我所认识人介绍说，这个是埃及人，这个是巴比伦人。
And that I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me.
好，然后看呐、啊，腓力士人和推罗、古实人，个个都生在那里。
And behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia, this one was born there.
这些都是外邦人呢、啊。
These are all foreigners.
这些有的强，有的弱。
And some were strong and some were weak.
本来是这个是埃及人，这是腓力士人，这是古实人。
And that this is Philistian, this is Tyre, this is of Ethiopia.
可是这些人最后都是生在神的城里面的。
But all these people at the end, they were born in the city of God.
第五节
，verse five，
论到锡安，必说，哎，这一个那一个都生在其中，并且至高者必亲自建立这城。
Verse 5, and of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her.
那所以就看到诶本来这些外国的人呢现在都在神的城里生下来了。
And that these were all Gentiles, but yet they were born in the city of God.
他们 他们所在的这个城市是神亲自建立的。
The city that they were born in, it was established by God Himself.
是至高者自己建立的。
It is established by the God Most High.
那表示说这里是有神在掌权的。
And that means God reigns there.
是神在管理。
That God is in control there.
也是神在供给他们。
And it is God that provided for them.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
当神记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。
Verse 6, the Lord will record, when he registered the people, this one was born there.
那所以你看在这个神的城里面，神一一的 点名记录每一个人的出生呢。
In the city of God, God will record and register the birth of each person.
这个都要点出这个人是生在那里，生在神的城里的。
And God will register each person as he was born in the city of God.
其实这一篇诗篇就在预言神的教会。
This particular psalm is actually prophesying regarding the church of God.
这是神所亲自建立的。
And that is established by God Himself.
这个神的教会就是神的城。
And this church of God is the city of God.
这个城要成为众民重生的所在。
And this city shall be a city that all the people were reborn.
每一个人都要生在这个地方。
That everyone will be born there.
生下来的时候，神就把它登录名字了。
And after the person was born, God will register his name.
就成为在神的生命册上有份的人了。
And so he will have a part in the book of life.
是属神的百姓。
Because he belongs to God.
那所以我们看到，其实圣经它在预告神的教会最后要成为我们的母亲。
And the Bible prophesied that the church of God will be our mother.
就是我们各个都从那边生下来的。
That means all of us were born from there.
那主耶稣他在讲传福音的时候。
When Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel.
就很清楚的说。
He has clearly said this.
说人若不从水和圣灵重生，必不能进神的国。
He said, unless one is born of the water and the spirit, cannot go into the kingdom of God.
也就是说在神的福气里面是无份的。
That means that he will have no part in the blessings of God.
要重生之后才能够在神的生命册上被记录。
Only if that person is reborn will he be registered in the book of life.
所以神哦，他记录我们每一个人啊，在他的教会里面出生，每一个人都留下名字的。
So God registered each all of us as we're born into the church, and our names are in it.
在这个神的城里面哦，不分种族了。
And that in this nation of God, we do not will not be separated by ethnicity.
本来是各国不同的人。
And that we all came from different nations, we're of different ethnicities.
可能是不同的肤色。
And maybe we have different skin colors.
有不同的文化背景的。
We have different cultural backgrounds.
每一个人可能都是分开的，都各自独立的。
And we are all individual entities.
可是最后，通通都是在这个神里面出生被登录的。
But at the end, we're all born in this very same city. We were all registered by God.
这个提到这个神的城里面是非常的和谐的。
And in the city of God, there is harmonious.
每一个人都有同一个心智。
Everybody has the same mind.
敬拜同样一个真神。
And we all worship the same God.
领受同样的训诲。
We receive the same teachings.
他们在走同一条路。
And we're walking on the same path.
那这个国度就成为是和平的国。
And this kingdom will be the kingdom of peace.
那这个就在说明主耶稣他就是和平的君。
And this tells us that Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
他告诉我们他所传的福音就是和平的福音。
He tells us that the message that he is preaching is a message of peace.
他所要建设的国度是神的荣耀。
The kingdom of God that he wants to establish is a glorious one.
所以最后你看每一个神都要点出他们的名字。
At the end, God will call out each one of their names.
那这个就是今天神的教会的荣耀。
And this is the glory of the church of God.
每一个人都是被神登录的属神的百姓。
And that every one of us is registered by God Himself. We are His people.
真的都能够像一家人一样一起去推动神的工作。
And we can mobilize God's work like a big family.
所以以赛亚书第十一章啊。
In Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书第十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
如果我们看第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.
第六节一直到第十到第十节。
Verse 6 to verse 10.
因为这一段其实在预告这个神的山神的城里面是怎么一回事。
And these passages prophesying the state of God's city and God's mountain.
是为什么叫做荣耀？
Why is it so glorious?
因为这里面不管本来是像豺狼像狮子或者是像熊这么凶猛的个性的人。
And in the city, whether it's a person, that is similar to wolf, to leopard, or to bear.
最后都像山羊羔一样，像牛犊一样，都是非常的和平，都是 很温驯的。
At the end, they will be as calm and gentle as a lamb and as a calf.
没有所谓的有毒的东西的。
And there's nothing toxic in them.
所以第八节说那个婴孩哦，他在毒蛇的洞口在那边玩的时候都不害怕了。
In verse 8, the nursing child will play by the cobra's hole and not be afraid.
因为这些毒蛇已经没有毒了。
And because these cobras will have no
这些野兽
，no toxin.
毒的动物都改变了。
And so these venomous reptiles, they've all changed.
他们全部都像神的性情一样的。
And they have all changed and be like the divine characteristics.
所以第九节说，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Verse 9, they shall not hurt or destroy all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the water cover the sea.
也就是说，到在这个神的这个圣山上啊，没有一个人不认识神的。
That means that in this holy mountain of God, there's no one that does not know the Lord.
每一个人都被神的灵感动改变了。
Everybody has been touched and changed by the Spirit of God.
所以在这里是和平的。
So it is there, it's peaceful.
在这里是同心去完成神的计划的。
And there, everyone works in one mind to complete the work of God.
到第十节他说
，Verse 10,
到那日，耶西的根立作万民的大旗。外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。
Verse 10, and in that day there shall be the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles will seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious.
其实他就是在讲教会。
And this is referring to the church.
就在讲真教会。
It's referring to the true church.
耶稣的根所讲的就是耶稣基督。
The root of Jesse is referring to Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督要做万民的大旗。
And that Lord Jesus will become the banner of all people.
他的名字要被高举。
That his name shall be exalted.
外邦人要寻求他。
And the Gentiles will seek him.
他安息之所大有荣耀。
And his resting place shall be glorious.
他的安息之所就是他的教会。
His resting place is his church.
他立名的所在。
And that's where his name is established.
在这个地方，众人可以粮食饱足。
It is here that all the people will be full and satisfied.
在这里，祭司披上救恩。
And it is there that the priest will put on the
真的能够执行赦罪的洗礼
and carry out the baptism of remission of sin.
愿意寻求神的人都个个得到重生。
So anyone who is seeking after the Lord shall be reborn and renewed.
所以神的山在这个地方，众人啊都是要留归，都众人要结伴前往。
And so all the people will go together. All the nations will flow to the holy mountain of God.
在这个是神立名的所在。
And so this is where God's name is established.
我们看诗篇132篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 132.
诗篇132篇。
Psalm 132.
第三节。
Verse 13.
诗篇132篇是三节。
Psalm 132 verse 13.
因为主神拣选的锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, He has desired it for His dwelling place.
十四节说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
十五节
，15，
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless their provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
十六节
，16，
我要使祭司披上救恩。圣民大声欢呼。
I will also clothe their priest with salvation, and her sin shall shout aloud for joy.
这是啊、诗篇里面的信息。
And this is a message in the book of Psalm.
他一样在讲神的教会。
It's also talking about the church of God.
在这里是神啊、他说他愿意，他要住在这里的。
And this is a place that God is willing to dwell in.
这是他选择立他名的居所。
And this is a place that God has chosen to establish His name.
在这里，粮食丰满，穷人饱足。
It is there that is abundant and the poor is fed.
在这里，因着主耶稣基督的救恩，众民大声欢呼。
And because of Lord Jesus' salvation, all the saints will shout aloud for joy.
所以万民要流归这山。
And that's why all the nations will flow to this mountain.
大家都说来吧，我们一起来登神的山。
Everybody will say, "Oh, come and let us go into the mountain of God."
在这里可以真的啊，让我们的心灵得到满足了。
It is there our heart shall be truly satisfied.
真的让我们的整个神的生命有方向。
And so that our life can has the divine direction.
我们个个都是被记录在神的生命册上的。
All of us are registered on this book of life.
我们所等候的就是神将来赏赐给我们的天国真正的啊永远的荣耀。
And we're waiting. What we're waiting for is eternal glory of God in the future.
但是今天我们在世上的时候
，But while we're still alive in this world,
我们众人是因着有耶稣基督的这个救赎，
That we all, because of the salvation of Lord Jesus,
我们都可以被改变。
We can all be changed.
我们都能够有同样的心智。
We can all have the same mind.
一起来行神的道理。
And together we can carry out the teaching of God.
因为我们领受主耶稣基督这个救恩啊是。
Because the salvation that we have received from Lord Jesus is a complete one.
所以我们看到真教会的一个荣耀的景象。
So we can see this picture of the glorious church.
在这里不管什么种族。
It is here whether it doesn't matter what is your nationality.
大家都能够同样一个心智。
That all of us have the same mind.
都能够被改变。
All of us can be transformed.
都能够一起来欢呼喜乐。
All of us can shout aloud with joy.
所以我们众人最后都会发现我们的泉源就在这个神的教会里。
And all of us will realize at the end that our source, is this church.
所以诗篇87篇的第七节最后他说。
In Psalm chapter 87, verse 7.
歌唱的跳舞的都要说我的泉源都在你里面。
And for the singers and the players on instruments shall say, all my spring are in you.
也就是说我的所有的福气的源头都从神的教会来的。
And that means that the source of all my blessings came from the church.
在这里就是神的城。
It is here, this is the city of God.
这是为什么我们愿意来登神的这个山。
This is why we're willing to go up to the mountain of God.
在这里我们领受我们不管是属世的属灵的供给。
And it is here that we're receiving the provision, whether it's physical or spiritual.
这是我们一切生命的源头。
This is the spring of our life.
我们今天我们的救恩呢是这么宝贵。
And today, this is how precious our salvation is.
所以我们的好处啊，真的不会在神之外得到的。
And all the good things will not come outside of God.
这是为什么大卫他很坚定的说。
And this is why David said with a conviction.
我的好处不在神之外了。
And that my goodness does not come outside of God.
我们先看诗篇第十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
十六篇，我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
十六篇的十一节。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever.
这是大卫他发现在神的城里面，在这个他的山上有满足的喜乐。
And David realized that in the mountain of God, in the city of God, there is the eternal joy.
他得到神生命道路的指示了。
And that he has received the revelation and the guidance of God.
从神那里得到永远的福乐。
And that from God he has received the pleasure forever.
这就是我们今天我们从主所领受的恩典。
And this is a grace that we have received from the Lord.
我们愿意留归这山，我们愿意来登神的山的。
For anyone who's willing to return to the mountain, to go up to the mountain,
我们就得到福气的泉源。
That we will receive the springs of life.
在这里，我们得领受属灵的平安。
It is here we receive the spiritual peace.
在这里，我们可以得到神永远不变的真理。
And it is here we can receive the truth that shall never change.
我们更可以领受神他这个同住圣灵的浇灌。
And we can also receive the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵要真的像。启示的灵让我们得到智慧，看明神的路。
The Holy Spirit will be a spirit of revelation as allows us to see clearly the path of God.
这个神的灵要像焚烧的灵，要让我们成为圣洁，追求公义。
And this very spirit will become a spirit, a burning spirit, so that we can be purified.
我们今天一起来奔这个山。
And so today, let us all go up to the mountain.
我们一起来为神的福音工来努力。
And let us all work and labor for the gospel of God.
这个神的殿是。建立在这个高山上。
And God's temple is established high up on the mountain.
要成为一个很美好的见证，吸引众人来。
It shall become a beautiful testimony so that attracts all nations.
我们一起奔，我们一起来登这个神的山的时候。
And while we are all going up together up to the mountain of God.
至高的山上。
On the high mountain.
我们真的会看到我们跟神亲近了。
That we can see how we're drawing closer to God.
最后其实也是众百姓都要万民都要到这里来看见神的地方。
And all the nations will come here to witness the glory of God.
我们有一个目标。
We all have the same goal.
看启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这是约翰看到的异象。
This is a vision seen by Elder John.
第九节。
Verse 9.
此后我观看见有许多的人没有人能数过来的是从各国各族各民各方来的 站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕榈树。
After these things, I look and I behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
第十节。
Ten.
大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
And crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
这个就是在末后的日子神的山神的城里面会呈现的景象。
And this is what will be shown in the latter day in the city of God.
是很多很多，没有人能数过来的。
And that is so many great multitude no one could number.
这些来登神的山的，从各国各族各方各民来的。
And these people come together to go up to the mountain. They come from all nations, tribes, and people.
来到神的山上，在宝座面前。
And they all come up to the mountain of God before the throne.
各个身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
All of them were clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands.
一起高声喊着说，愿救恩归给坐宝座上我们的神。
And crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne.
这就是我们一起颂赞神。
And that means that we're praising God together.
我们感谢神的救赎。
And we thank God for His salvation.
最后，我们都能够成为神的圣民。
And later on, we can all become the saints of God.
我们胜过苦难。
We have overcome tribulation.
我们真的在神给我们这些人生的考验里面，我们要得胜了。
And that we are victorious in all the trials given to us.
装备装饰整齐。
And that we have well equipped ourselves.
圣洁完全，能够有资格站在神面前。
And that we are holy and perfect, we can stand before the Lord.
在那里跟天使众天使一起来歌颂赞美。
And it is there that we will praise God with all the angels.
因为众天使跟众长老释活物，他们跟这各国各族人一起俯伏敬拜在神面前。
Because all the angels and the elders and the four living creatures, they all fell in their faces to worship God.
我们最后我们一起会这样子颂赞。
And at the end, we will praise together.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
说阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧，感谢尊贵权柄，大力都归给我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Verse 12, Amen. Blessing, glory, and wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be our God forever and ever. Amen.
我们在这个神的山上，我们可以这样一起来颂赞。
And that on this mountain of God, we can all praise God together.
愿主的教会能够被建立。
And may the church of God be established.
愿我们一起都来归入这个神的真教会。
And may we all return to this church of God.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
174首。
174。Can come to his mountain, to his city, to worship him.
那我们祷告求主耶稣给我们有同样的心智。
So, and we also pray and pray to the Lord to give us the same mind.
一起来建设神的家。
That together we can establish and build up the church of God.
城能够充满和睦。
So that the city of God can be filled with peace.
那我们可以一起来向万民做见证。
So that we can testify to all nations.
让众民都可以流归这山，来这里领受救恩。
So all the people can flow to this mountain and receive the salvation here.
我们教会的工作需要弟兄姐妹一起来祷告。
And our church holy work needs a prayer from all the brothers and sisters.
我们众百姓同龄的祷告，神都侧耳而听。
If we pray together in one accord, God will listen to our ear,
to our prayers. 所以我们要为教会祷告。
So we need to pray for the church.
我们现在同心来祷告。
So let's pray in one accord.